Well, I want to turn the attention to marijuana, actually. Not the actual plant, but real estate that is involved with the cannabis industry. And here to speak about that is Dawn Sandoval. She's Chief Operating Officer of Calyx Development Incorporated, which is based in New York City. And Dawn, I was reading about your background. You were on Wall Street for a long time. You are a graduate of Wharton. How did you find yourself in the cannabis industry?
Well, Lisa, the cannabis industry and my interest there really began about 7 years ago as developments began in Colorado and were continuing to develop in California. And it was quite clear to me that the efficacy of the plant and all the various uses that have really just garnered increased exposure as research has increasingly better research has come online was a trend, in my opinion, that was going to continue. And so as I started to look at various verticals in the cannabis space, it was quite clear to me that real estate was a sector that was both scalable and somewhat protective in the sense that you have bricks and mortar assets, as well as an opportunity for diversification across the country that could provide a strong buffer should the cannabis experiment across the country be repealed or simply rolled back in a particular jurisdiction.
Well, the cannabis experiment, I like that way of describing it. Can you dovetail that into present day dynamics and sort of the political rhetoric that we hear from Jeff Sessions about potentially cracking down on marijuana and rebuffing attempts to make it legal? I mean, has this resulted in a plateauing of opportunities for your business and for cannabis in general in the U.S.?
I would say to date, the comments out of Jeff Sessions, as well as Sean Spicer on behalf of the administration, is really saber-rattling and certainly a far cry from any legislative action. And we know, frankly, behind closed doors that Jeff has made some of his lieutenants in the Republican Party somewhat more comfortable that there'll be no immediate action in terms of greater federal enforcement as it relates to recreational cannabis. So in terms of the opportunity set for Calyx and the cannabis industry in general, I would say the opportunity set is unimpacted at this stage.
How big is the cannabis real estate market?
Well, it's a difficult question because it's such a fractured industry. And as you move from state to state, there are local and regional jurisdictions that have very, very high degree of differentiation between zoning laws and licensing practices, such that the actual building count on a per state basis, depending on how you want to divvy up those zoning requirements, can vary quite substantially.
Well, how big is Calyx?
Calyx is currently 9 properties. We manage over 650,000 square feet. Our buildings are spread across 4 states, primarily out west, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. And we currently house 21 tenants.
So what's the difference between a cannabis-related building and a regular building?
So a cannabis building is subject to very strict guidelines with respect to zoning and siting, as well as it has very specific infrastructure requirements, power, water, lighting. And it is exactly these types of unique characteristics, both from a regulatory perspective and a facilities perspective, that create what we like to call at Calyx a new vertical within the commercial real estate space.
Has it been harder for you to drum up interest with investors just because of some of Jeff Sessions' comments and Sean Spicer's comments, even if in backroom conversations they're sort of poo-pooing any potential imminent repeal of some of the local legalization of marijuana?
I think with certainty, the new administration and the comments that we have had out of it, as well as the comments from Jeff Sessions in particular, have given investors pause to a certain extent. But again, it is clear that the administration, whether it's tax reform, immigration, or healthcare, has much larger issues it intends to deal with before, I believe, getting to cannabis.
Well, I guess we'll see, right? What about up north? Do you look in Canada at all?
We do watch what's going on in the Canadian markets, for sure. We don't own any property there, but it's certainly tremendous growth, and the capital markets there have really experienced some exponential growth with respect to cannabis companies of late.
Well, yeah, and in the past couple of weeks, wasn't there some legislation that was signed that would sort of expand the legalization of marijuana in Canada, and it led to some kind of complete boom in shares tied to that industry, right?
There is expected legislation later this month to be brought to the floor whereby continued expansion of marijuana in Canada on a legalized basis could have a much more developed framework as early as July of next year.
So what's the biggest opportunity for you going forward in the next year?
So the biggest opportunity for Calyx is to continue to build its real estate platform. We're looking quite aggressively at new opportunities more toward the East Coast. We're looking at acquisitions in Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, to be clear.
Real quick, what are your conversations like with your colleagues, your former colleagues on Wall Street?
It's interesting. Everyone wants to know if the green rush is for real. And what I say is, it's a nascent industry, ripe with risk, but a lot of opportunity if you're willing to spend the time and do the work.
I'm sure you have a lot of fascinating conversations. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on what's going on in the cannabis real estate industry. Don Sandoval, Chief Operating Officer. I can't speak today. It's Friday. Chief Operating Officer at Calyx Development Incorporated in New York City, talking about all the opportunities for cannabis-related properties.